with a moment of silence and follow it with a wee version of the Serenity Prayer. Serenity Prayer.
God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference, just for today.
Remember when we used to go to bed at this time?
This
is the 50th Anniversary History Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 3rd to the 5th, 2003. October 5th, tomorrow, is the 50th anniversary to the day of the first advertised Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Now, we have asked some people to do some readings this morning, and Tammy has the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Tammy. I'm a recovering addict. The 12 traditions of NA. We keep what we have only with vigilance, and just as freedom for the individual comes from the 12 steps, so freedom for the group springs from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Number two, for our group purposes, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Number three, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. Number four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Six, an NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lease problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Number seven, every NA group ought to be fully self-supported, declining outside contributions. Number eight, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into controversy. 11. A public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and fans. Number 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Understanding these traditions...
Just for a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We're asking Julie to come up and read the third paragraph of We Do Recover and Nature of the Addict from the preface of the basic text. I think the title's longer in the reading, but here she is.
Hi, family. I'm Julie, and I'm an addict. This is the third paragraph of We Do Recover. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative, either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous. Chapter 8 of the Basic Text, page 84. From the preface of the Basic Text, we cannot change the nature of the addict or addiction. We can help to change the old lie, once an addict, always an addict, by striving to make recovery more available. God help us to remember the difference. Page 14 of the basic text. Thanks.
Stay. In keeping with the nature of anonymity and in the spirit of carrying this message, we wish to make these recordings available through public domain. Members may feel free to share and copy the recordings from this conference. The History Conference Subcommittee of the Greater Nashville Area and the Middle Tennessee Area have partnered with the Florida Regional Convention's Sound to record the speaker portion of this conference. Speaker tapes will be available during the conference for $2 each. After the conference, these recordings will be available through the Florida Regional Service Office for $4 each. We only have 1,000 blank tapes, so place your orders early. The History Conference Subcommittee is also recording the speaker portion of the conference and the interviews as well. These recordings, about 35 hours of recorded history, will be available on an MP3 compressed CD set. The price of this CD is $30 for both the speaker sharing here in the conference room and the interviews of many of these addicts. We will be taking orders only during the conference. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks at least for your CD set to be mailed to you. And I do want to point out, Gary has tapes of yesterday, every one of the speakers, and we do have order forms back there for these CD sets. And I know for myself, I heard a couple of things. I don't want to wait for anything. I'm going to see Gary today. There are some incredible speakers already, and he's getting these things out pretty quick. Before the question and answer period was over last night, he already had tapes available for the three speakers that were answering the questions. So he's putting them out quick. This is a great opportunity to, if you're getting a buzz from some of these great speakers, you can get it again from him. So please see him and Frida. They're going to be available all day long for that. Other announcements, the smoking situation, most of y'all are aware of by now. You just go out the double doors and turn left. There's like a white brick retaining wall over there. You may smoke there. I think there's an ashtray there for that. And did I just lose sound? Are they trying to cut me off? And that's all right. The parking situation this morning, if you've parked here, you need to get your cars back down Fort Negley Boulevard, right down this road. We're parking in the Nashville Sounds, the minor league baseball team's parking lot, till 3 o'clock because there's a science fair here, and we need to allow them the space until their exhibition is over at 3. So if you please adhere to that, we appreciate it. What else? I think that's about it. Let's open this. Okay. We're ready to continue on day two. Everybody ready? Okay. That's it. Enthusiasm. One person had coffee this morning. That's all right. And our first speaker, we're usually having people bring out the speakers to introduce them. Our first speaker didn't have any preferences, so in the spirit of NA, we're going to ask a newcomer to come up and introduce our first speaker. And so I'm asking Isaac to come up.